All right, so let's first go through the Bidui. And where do we have the Bidui? First time we have it in the evening of Yom Kippur.
186.
186, thank you very much.
Something like that.
Okay, it's actually not only the Bidui, it starts with Yale. Yale is Ichot. What we have in Yom Kippur after the Amidah is actually a slichot service. And I want to emphasize why it is slichot and how we understand that. And then we'll see that the slichot has two parts. One is the slichot proper, and then the vidui. Now, what is the slichot? The vid hinted at that before when he mentioned the Adonai Adonai Rachum Mechanun. You remember that Adonai Adonai Rachum Mechanun is related to the story in the book of Exodus, the second the Torah, where God was about to destroy the people of Israel, and Moshe pleads for the people of Israel. And that's after the story of the golden calf. And Moses says, if you want to wipe out the people of Israel, take me out of your book. I don't belong there. And then God says to Moses, you wait in a certain place, and I will pass through you, I mean, and in front of you, and you will see my back, and you won't be able to see my face. And so Moses is standing there, and God is passing by, so to speak. And it's one of the most difficult passages in the entire Torah, where the anthropomorphism is so blatant, God looks like a man there, and it is very problematic from many points of view, but we'll not go into that. So God passes next to Moses and declares, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Mechanun, El Chapayim, Rav Chesed. Therefore, in the Torah it says, after that, Adonai El Rachum Mechanun, Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Ve'emet, Nocer Chesed Ve'alafim, Nocer Avon Ve'fesha Ve'chadara Ve'nake, etc., etc. Vayikod Moshe, Moshe bowed down. I was probably very, very moved by the entire thing. Bowed down and said, please God, if you want us not to sin, stay with us all the time. Yerechna Adonai bekirbeinu, ki am keshei oref hu, because he is a stiff-necked people. This is the stiff-necked people. Vesalachta la'avoneinu ulchatateinu ulchaltanu, and you will forgive our sins and you will inherit us. In other words, if you'll forgive us, you will be master over us. And then God says, Hinei anochi koret brit. Now I am renewing a covenant. Renewing covenant, koret brit, etc., etc. So, in the rabbinical literature, this was a problematic statement. The entire thing is very problematic because of God appearing like a human being there in the entire thing. And so they try to understand what's all about. And they come to the conclusion that God is showing Moshe how to ask for forgiveness. And the way to ask for forgiveness is to utter the 13 attributes of God, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum, Bechanun, El Chapayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emet, Nocer Chesed, Ve'alafim, Nocer Avon, Ve'pesha, Ve'chata'a, Ve'nakeh. And the description in the Talmud is this, that God enveloped himself like a chazan, like a shliach tzibur, mm-hmm. with a talit. Like God was covering himself with a talit and passing through Moshe and telling Moshe that whenever you will sin, whenever the people of Israel will sin, let them do a service in the same way that I show you now, and in the service they should say, in the prayer they should say, Adonai Adonai Elohim Vechanun. Now this is the basis, the so to speak mythological Talmudic basis for the Slichot service. The saying of Adonai Adonai Elohim Vechanun. And this is stated in the prayer that we say before Adonai Adonai Elohim Vechanun. If you open your Machzorim on page 191, if you could, somebody read the translation in the Dutch translation, it will be clearer.
Dutch one?
From the beginning?
From, yeah, page 192, from the beginning, you know.
God.
Okay.
God, koning zittend op de troon van liefde, wiens sterkste wezensuitdrukking zijn trouw is. Hij die de verkeerde daden van zijn volk vergeeft, die steeds maar weer aan de zonde voorbij gaat. Die zoveel kwijt wil schelden aan hen die tekortschoten en vergeven wil aan hen die verkeerd deden. Die in rechtvaardigheid handelt met elk lichaam en elke geest. Niet naar hun kwade daden behandelt gij hen. Gij, God, hebt ons geleerd om uw 13 eigenschappen te vermelden. Vervul dan aan ons vandaag het verbond dat ingeleid werd met het aanroepen van uw 13 eigenschappen, zoals gij het aan Mozes, uw dienaar, de bescheidene, eens bekend hebt gemaakt. Zoals er in de Torah geschreven staat, hij daalde neer in een wolk en hij plaatste zich daar bij hen en hij vermeldde de naam van de Heer. En de Heer trok aan hem voorbij en hij riep, Heer, Heer, God van liefde en genade, geduldig en groot in trouw en waarheid, die trouw bewaart aan duizenden geslachten, die het verkeerde, de misslag en de tekortschieting vergeeft en rijk maakt. Vergeef onze verkeerde daden en onze tekortkomingen. En laat ons weer uw erfdeel zijn. Vergeef ons onze vader, want wij schoten tekort. Scheld ons kwijt onze koning, want wij handelden verkeerd. Gij zijt eeuwige algoede, de vergevingsgezinde, de getrouwe voor allen die uw naam vermelden, voor allen die u aanroepen.
Okay.
Did you understand
Yes, I did understand. When you read, I can't understand. But when I read it, I translate it mm-hmm. to German and English, and I can understand.
Okay.
My problem is with he, which is instead of the G. So this is the story, and where God says Zichor lanu hayom berit 13, remember for us the covenant of the 13, that means that covenant of the 13 attributes of God, which were said to Moses on that particular occasion. And therefore, this El Melech Yoshev al Kiseh Rachamim is the center of the Slichot service. And in the traditional Slichot service, it is said a few times by the congregation, and the Adonai Adonai Rachum was of course chanted. In the Sephardic Slichot, when Slichot is done not on Yom Kippur, but various Slichot services throughout the year, they bring in shofarot, and each one who has a shofar blows the shofar when the 13 attributes of God is mentioned. So to make it so, you know, like a heavenly appearance. This is the meaning. And in the traditional Slichot, there are various customs as to how many times you say El Melech Yoshev al Kiseh Rachamim. In some of the traditions, you say it 7 times, and in other traditions, you say it 3 times. In the Reformed tradition, because there was this principle of never repeating the things, then it is said only once. Okay? So that's the... but it still is the central piece of the Slichot service. Now, the Slichot service liturgically evolved around that El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim, and the idea was to have poems before that. So in the traditional Machzor, you have a poem like Ya'ale, and after the poem Ya'ale, you have El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim. Then you have a poem like Omnam Kein, and after that you have again El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim. And then another third poem like Ki Hinei Kachomer B'yad HaYotzer, and another El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim. So you have this kind of poem El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim all the time. In the Reform tradition, as I said, they decided to have only once, so they have the poems, but they don't have after each poem the El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim. So the structure that we have here in our Machzor is, if you see from page 187, and it differs in each service, because in each service they have different piyutim. You have Ya'ale, which is one piyut, then a Darkecha Eloheinu of some other statements, then another piyut, another poem, Omnam Ken Yetzer Sochen Banu, the Salachti piyut, then Ein Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim. And then there are various collections of verses from the Bible.
So can you mention them again? Ya'ale.
You see, look at the scenery. You say,
Ya'ale.
Ya'ale, page 187. Then you have another piyut, another poem, Salachti. You see that on page 189. And then you have El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim. That's the central piece of the Slichot. And after that, you have various verses, collections of verses. All of them are considered verses of mercy.
From
Zechor Rachamecha. Verses of mercy. Which culminate in Shema Koleinu on page 196-97. This is the mercy section. First of all, there is the covenant section, which has to do with the covenant of God or through the 13 attributes. Then there is the mercy section, which the peak of it is Shema Koleinu Adonai Eloheinu. And then this ends with Slach lanu mechal lanu kaper lanu ki anu vanecha, a nice song to end this section of mercy. But it is also a transition to the vidui. So Eloheinu v'lavoteinu slach lanu mechal lanu kaper lanu, 198. It has two functions. On the one hand, it finishes the mercy section of the Slichot, and then it goes into the vidui. Vidui proper begins with Eloheinu Ve'Elohei Avoteinu on page 199. Vidui is the confession of sins.
Yeah.
Confession of sins, and there are two confessional prayers. One is the minor; it's called the minor confessional, the small confessional, Ashamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu, in which you have alphabetic enumeration of sins.
Small
vidui.
The
sins are great. Vidui is a confessional prayer. And then you have the small confessional, which is Ashamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu.
Yeah.
Okay? And then the big professional, the major a confessional, which is Al Chet Shechatan.
Okay.
And then the confessional ends with, on page 204, and then there is another prayer, which is Avinu Malkeinu. It's not necessarily connected with confessional, but it's connected to the whole Slichot service.
So it's not confessional, but it's a connection.
Yeah, because here you're praying for something, you're not confessing any sins. Right. Avinu Malkeinu, God, our Father, have mercy on us. Have do some things for us. Give us a good new year, etc.,
yeah.
etc. So these are not the confessional of sin, but it has
summary
of the entire Slichot section. So to just talk again about the structure. The whole Slichot section begins with 187 with Yale Tachanuneinu. Well, it can begin in other poems and in the day it is different, but it begins with poems and it goes to the El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim. That's the Slichot section, and then it leads into the confessional. You have the confessional, and after the confessional there is a summary of the entire thing with Avinu Malkeinu, which is ends the entire section of the Slichot.
And the peak of mercy is the Shema Koleinu until
Zechor HaChamecha. Zechor HaChamecha means the verses of mercy.
No, the peak of mercy.
Yeah, the peak is Shema Koleinu.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, Alta Shlicheinu Milfanecha. It looks different. It's printed in two different sections, but actually it's one. Shema Koleinu and Amareinu, all this is one big prayer.
Okay, Ne Adonai Eloheinu.
Right.
Okay, so that's the peak of mercy.
Okay, so now if you understand it this way, you can understand how we can treat it musically. So, let's go to Yale. And Yale, you sing to a very beautiful melody, and that is, and we talked about that. That's the Lewandowski. Yale, Tachanu Neinu Meyale, how is the second verse? There are two settings. One in the simpler setting, on what page is it? 86 in the Kol Rinah Tfila. Kol Rinah Tfila, page 86, number 121. And then.
Simple.
Oh.
Also Lewandowski.
Yeah, right. In the in this is a copy of the choral part, which is in the Todah Zimra.
125.
125. No, yeah. 25 or 21? 121. 121 or 21.
Let me just...
Page 134, and the number of the composition is 94. Todah Zimra. Todah Zimra. Now, this copy that you have, I don't know, everybody has it?
Well, it's on our
internet, okay,
site, so you can just download it.
Whoever was Hans Lachmann, what he did, he transposed it down, because it's written in D major, and he wrote it in C major, he transposed it down, which will to be more convenient for baritones to sing it.
We had many baritones
already. Yeah, right. He was a baritone at Rams.
No, really,
and he needed
to. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so. or altos, if you want.
Altos and baritones.
Yeah. So it transposed. And now, let's take a look at Yale itself. How is it constructed? Yale Tachanuneinu Me'erev is constructed in Hebrew in what we call Tashrak. What is Tashrak? Taf Shin Resh Kuf. Taf Shin Resh Kuf is the alphabet in reverse order. So Yale Tachanuneinu Taf Veyavo Shav Ateinu Miboker Veyirae Rinuneinu Resh Ad Aref. And the idea is that it describes Yom Kippur, where our supplication begins in the evening of Yom Kippur, we continue in the morning of Yom Kippur, and then our song comes up to the end of Yom Kippur in the next evening. So Ya'alem Tachanuninu Me'erv in the evening, Ya'avo Shavateinu Miboker in the morning, V'ira'e Rinuneinu Ad Arev, until the next evening. So he describes Yom Kippur in so Ya'ale Koleinu and Yavo Tzidkateinu Ve'irae Pidyoneinu. Ya'ale Inuyeinu Ve'yavo Slichateinu Ve'irae Na'akateinu. Now, in the liberal Sidurim, they shortened it, because in the traditional Sidur, it goes on to the alphabet, and Kateinu, the Aleph is three times. Yale en kateinu, elecha, and eleinu. Three times aleph. So what you say?
En kateinu, alecha, eleinu.
Yeah.
I need to understand.
So it is it's abbreviated. It goes only up to noon, back from taf, and then. Then you go directly to Aleph.
You mean
and I am very sorry about that. And I'll tell you why. Because of the melody. It's so beautiful, why not sing it more times? Mm. So, I'm very sorry that they shortened it. In the new Mahzor, you must put the whole thing back. Okay?
Eli, I have a question on the continuation. Torkechai Eloheinu Larecha Pechan Soron. It's written, I have noted it, that it's not a piyut. Is it a piyut or not a piyut?
It is interspersed verses. It's part of a longer piyut.
Okay.
That very much, long ago, and that's not due to the reform movement, but long ago, was this is a remnant of a longer piyut.
Ah, okay.
So,
is there a special reason why the alphabet is backwards?
There is no special reason, but I don't know. Maybe some poor poetic analyst can give you something about that. I don't know. What I can tell you is that there is a tendency of the old Paitanim. This is a very old poem which goes back to pre-medieval times even, and this was the custom, either to go from beginning to end or from end to beginning. So for instance, if you there are two poems, one for the prayer for dew and one for the prayer of rain. The prayer for rain is alphabetically goes Aleph, Bet, Gimel. The prayer for dew goes back Taf, Tal, Ten, Yerzot, Arzach, Shiteinu, Rochad, Yitzach, Rov, Dagan, Vezirot, Vafritzach, Kormei, Mir, Chasasat, Taf, Shin, Vajkuf, and the Geshem goes Zechor, Av, Nimshach, Acharecha, Kamayim, Berach, To, Yitzach, Vezimayim, Gedan, To, Yitzach, Mesho, Bemayim, okay? So sometimes the poet wanted to do it this way, and sometimes that way. Sometimes there's this, maybe a hidden kind of message.
A magical idea, maybe.
Yeah.
Could
you see
that it hints,
for example, that it hints to
the
Aleph, and then the
13 attributes after the 13 attributes to the
day,
from the
Aleph? What do you mean?
Like an arrow, so you start from
the heart, go to the beginning, and then you have the main thing. Okay, here you are. Some person here with poetical imagination, and she can make something out of it. So, but from our point of view, what is very important is that we cherish these melodies. And let's do it again. It's so beautiful that we must be sure that we're doing it right. So let's go.
Yes.
Okay, fine. He does not repeat it there, but okay, let's see how you people do it. In the choir setting, the Chazan says, and then as an echo, the choir says, and the Chazan continues.
I remember that only the Chazan part.
Yeah. You sing only the Chazan part without the. Okay, so now I understand why you repeat. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay.
This is nice to end. He wants it to end with a slow note. Now, how do you do Yale and Katenu?
Same as the first line.
Yale and Katenu. Let's start from the beginning.
Yalem en katenu mele v'yavo elecha miboker.
He wants it very slow so that it gets the proper attention. All right. Now we go to Darkecha. Darkecha Eloheinu. And the question is, how do you do Darkecha Eloheinu? How do we want to sing it? I'm not saying that you must do it exactly as, because he for him tinachem is the proper accentuation. It's the Ashkenazi accentuation. Yeah, so yeah. Tinochem is the right one, and for us it's tinachem. But how do you want to divide the syllables? I don't care. You don't have to be like Lewandowski in this case. So how do you do that?
Tinachem.
And you do
it? Yeah. Nou,
zie niet wat ik net zo. Is dat zo?
Ja.
Ik ben snel te
beïnvloeden. Oké. But in any case, please decide with how you want to split the syllables there.
Staat
er
in
de bladmuziek.
Maar wat jij
had. Hij doet. Tina.
That's exactly the way the Lewandowski has it. Let's go on. Let's not dwell on this one. Al afar. How do you do it?
Al afar va
efer. How do you do that?
Al afar va efer.
Both are fine. Both are fine, but you have to decide what you want to do.
We don't do it together, so.
I think it's more important than Al.
But I don't like the.
No, I agree with you.
You don't need to do.
I agree with Peter.
So you
I agree with you.
I think
Peter will correct. But Al is not so important word.
Okay, so we can decide that this is even better. Al Afa. Either is fine in this case. So don't insist on too much, but be consistent in what you're singing in your congregation, or you can adopt what you find in the Dal Kecha. Again, let's say something about the Dal Kecha is on Todah V'Zimrah, page 142, number 97. Now, Lewandowski meant it to be sung, or is this the way they sung it in Berlin at least, alternatively between canto and congregation. In other words, the first verse canto, the second verse congregation, etc. We have four verses.
Same in Amsterdam. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So this is the way he wanted it, but you have to decide for your congregation what you want to do. Maybe you want to sing with the congregation if you feel the congregation is not sure enough with these things, and maybe you want to lead them for entire four verses. But it's very, very beautiful and should be done in this melody. Okay. Then after that comes in our machzorim come the Omnam Niken Yetzer Sochen Banu, and the question is, which melody are we using? Typical South German melody, and also Lewandowski has it too. And you sing it actually in the Lewandowski version. There are some other versions. What is typical to this southern melody is that some jumps. Yeah, so. Again, it's the jump. South German Jewish melodies are very much like that. So, again, we find it in the. Let me see, there's another. You have two versions here. Again, one version Om Namken. It's the same melody in Kol Rina Utfila, page 90, number 130. And then in Todah V'Zimra, you have it on page 145, number 103.
Page
145. And the number is 103.
Page number
90.
Okay.
So, listen to how Lewandowski has it. Om Nam Kein Yetzer Sochein Banu Banu Bach Lehatzdek Lachzedek Okay, you don't have to do it this way. It's a little bit. It's nice if you can embellish it like that.
appears.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
And it can all go ta la 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 la. It can go even la 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 la. Alachi. Okay. And he can, so he has a little bit of embellishment. You don't have to do the embellishment exactly as they are in the, you don't have the da 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 da. Or you can do da 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 da. Most congregations would tend to do it this way. This is for the chazan. If you want to embellish it a little bit, then you can do it like that. Okay? So, now let's take another verse. Ya'al Meragel. Ya'al Meragel.
We don't sing.
Are you done?
I sing the whole thing.
But here in the book it's also...
So what do you sing of this?
We sing what's in the book, I think, because here, in my book it goes on with, in the Todah v'Zimra, it goes on with Tov v'Salav.
Yeah.
And then...
Kev
v'Chavosh.
Tov v'Salav. Tov v'Salav.
Kev v'Chavosh.
Sechot Rachashi.
Kev v'Chavosh, yeah.
Koli
Shema.
And then
so it's exactly as Lewandowski has it in the.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you sing Tov v'Salach?
Tov v'Salach, Mechal v'Salach, Asher v'Emim, Asher v'Gam Asher,
So you do the entire thing,
yes.
But most of the people don't do the entire thing. They do only the. Okay, fine. So what else is it? But let's take first of all what everybody does, and then we'll do what Bram does. Okay, so let's do Kev Tachbosh. Kev Tachbosh,
Zion Tachbosh, Adoni Lecha Sheila.
But you don't have to do that this way. Lema, lema, ani. How do you do that? Lema,
ani.
So you all do it this way. Lema, ani. Salachti. Now, Koli Shema.
Koli Shema.
So much, Shemetz Taher. We're going down really terribly. Let's do Shemetz Taher, and then we'll go over it in the way you do it. Shemetz Taher. Tivcha. Let's do it again. Tim Chepesha. See how what Bram does the entire all the verses. So could you tell us how you do it?
Yes,
if anybody wants to do all the verses.
The same melodies, the three different melodies. I divide in three verses, three, and then the fourth, the koli, is the same, and the last one is the same.
Oh, okay.
So I sing. Om nam kein yetzer zocher.
Bram, it's too low, and then you'll go.
Yeah, okay.
Om nam kein yetzer zochein banu bachlos lechrasedek vane.
Dot shoeg bekol, iten kol lo. Dot. If you divide it, the words have to be dot shoeg bekol, iten kol devaro salachti.
Dot shoeg bekol, iten kol devaro salachti. Paskate gor vekam sanegor. Mekomo v'Adonai le'misham lo le'man namo salachti.
Le'man no omo.
Le'man no omo salachti.
And then I go on
Zechut Ezra
in the same way. And again in the same way until Tzachan and then comes the koli. So then I'm in the same way as Paulo did.
Koli shema.
The same melody, yeah. And then how
do
you
go? What I do for the first three verses, I repeat for the second three verses and third.
Yeah, but what you do is that you have the second melody for the second verse.
Yes. And the third for the third, and the first verse for the fourth, and the second for the fifth, and the third for the sixth.
Oh, you're going to confuse everybody this way.
So nobody knows because they didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Keep it like that.
Yeah. No. What we need from you is perhaps you can make a copy of this with it, the number of melodies and number of. Verses and give to everybody.
So it is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5.
Yeah. So do you understand the principle? If we have three melodies here, that's number one.
That's what I
number two is Tov Vesalach.
What are the odds that number singing the whole thing?
What are the odds that Kol Yishma is 4 and 5. Yeah. Tov Vesalach. Okay.
That's how I did it.
Yeah, okay, that can be done.
So if you do, let's
put it like that. Om Nam Kein is like Om Nam Kein here, right? Ge'al Meragel is like Tov V'Salach here, right? Melody number two, Ge'al Meragel.
Ge'al is like Tov V'Salach.
Yeah. Haskate Go
is like Shemetz. What is the third one?
Kev
Lachavosh. Kev Tachavosh, yeah.
Kev Tachavosh.
It's
like Kev Tachavosh.
It's very simple. It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Save 4, 8 lines.
Yeah, same.
Huh? 1, 2, 3, 1.
The same.
Yeah, but every time is two lines. This is
every,
one.
Yes, every verse is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
Okay. And then comes 4 with the Koli. You are
Koli Shema. It goes in the same and melody as Koli Shema.
And
Shemetz Taher is
that's how
so.
I
it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then 4 and 5.
Yes.
Okay, Yofi. Let's go on.
Is that okay?
So, yeah, that's fine. It looks very good as long as Koli Shema is the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we come to El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim, and the question is, what do we do for El Melech Yishev Al Kisei Rachamim? In addition to Adonai Adonai Rachum V'Chanun.
I noticed that each time you've been singing Adonai Adonai Rachum V'Chanun, you only use the two melodies. You only sing it twice, not the three times.
No.
And the first time is different.
Yeah.
And nobody has done that.
Okay, let's talk for when you get to.
That's the one
El Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. Is there any recitative or melody that people do for El Melech Yoshev? Because Lewandowski has one. Where is it? For him, it's after the Yali. Yes, El Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim.
Generally, people just don't
by here
Adonai
or by
Yahweh
Adonai.
And
the
before
his reign. Vayir Adonai be'anan, vayit Adonai. This is the way it's in Lewandowski, and it's the same melody of Adonai Adonai. In other words, the preparation.
Mm-hmm.
For,
can you give the page a number, please?
Page in the Kolrina, Kolrina Utfila, page 88.
Number?
Yes. Number 127. Okay. And in the Tudat Zimra, it's page number 142 and number 98, and then Adonai Adonai is number
98 and
99.
You sing this here twice or three times?
No, okay. Now here is this the thing about the singing it twice and three times. The minhag was different when you did the Adonai Adonai Rachum V'Chanun in the Slichot service and in the Torah service. In the Torah service, it was done three times. In the Slichot service, only once, because it was repeated many times, as you said El Melech many times. You didn't say you said it. El Melech was repeated three times during the Slichot service, or sometimes in some congregations seven times. So each time you say Adonai Adonai Rachum V'Chanun. But in the Torah service, you do it always only once, one time. It means, and therefore, in very repeat it. And in addition to that, the reason why people repeated it in the Torah service was that it was an opening of a prayer, a longer prayer for sustenance, for parnasa, for livelihood. Oh God, give me this year, or give me this holiday, the gift of livelihood, the parnasa, and for me and for my children, and give me wisdom, etc., etc. And it's a private prayer. It's a private, one of those private prayers that you mentioned. And because it was considered so important and was said only on the holidays, it is Adonai Adonai Rachum V'Chanun that was said three times. Now, in addition to that, because it was a prayer for sustenance, for livelihood, for money to live on, you couldn't say it on Shabbat. Therefore, Adonai Adonai Rachum V'Chanun was not said
on Shabbat in the Torah reading. If the holiday fell on Shabbat, you didn't say Adonai Adonai Elohim Vechanun. I don't know what you mean, Hagi. You negate Shabbat. Okay.
You blow the shofar. And
you blow the shofar. You say you do all the sins. You blow the shofar. You say Adonai Adonai Elohim Vechanun on Shabbat. Oh, what sinners you are!
However,
we are that's conviction.
Since last evening, nothing surprises us anymore.
Right. Okay.
Man is tanah.
So, in the Torah service, Adonai Adonai, he said three times. Now, I don't know what your minhag is, and I don't want to change your minhagim. Where is it?
It was done twice, and I introduced it the third time with a different melody the first time. Yeah, there's one on the website with Shofasan. There are several different ones.
Yes, it's three times Lumsden.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter which one you do first.
Yeah.
But, and then the problem is to sing, be allowed to sing the first one of the repetition alone without the congregation joining you. They join you.
They join anyway.
How do you do that?
Just let them.
In the
Torah.
Yeah.
Here, he was the discussion if it's once, twice, or three times. So he says once, if you repeat it. Because normally we have the Emirat Kashyap only once. Only in the in the Shacharit of Yom Kippur, we have it also once, but before that, we have it.
Okay.
And then it's with the so the text before. Is
the first.
But now, you know, people are so used to singing three times in this place. You have to sing it two times, and how to change them to do it once?
Look, if it's a minhag makom to say it three times, say it three times. I mean, okay. It's not such a big deal.
Yeah, right.
To fight it out.
Listen carefully.
Yes,
because they repeat the whole thing several times.
Yeah.
But if you only do it once, so you can sing the three times, so the several repetitions squeezed into one.
Okay.
So you have a rationalization for what you do.
Oh, sure, I understand it. Seven to bring it over.
Yeah, or three, seven or three, depending on how many. And since you don't have them, you have only one, then you can sing this more times if you want.
Okay, so we're back to El Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. And in the Lewandowski tradition, what you do is you start it. El Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. And people say the text, and then you say, Vayavor Adonai Alfanav, Vayered Adonai, Vayered Adonai Be'anan, Vayityatzev Imo Sham, Vayikra Beshem Adonai, Vayavor Adonai Alfanav, Vayikra. And the congregation says, Adonai, Adonai, Erechum Vechanun. Okay? So I don't know how you are used to do that here.
That's approximately how we do it.
Yeah, you can do any other melody that in minor, so that it leads to that.
It leads to that, yeah.
Right. Adonai, Vayavor Adonai al panav, Vayikra Adonai. You can even do it this way. So if you want to have a simple chant leading to that, take the Lewandowski. If you want to elaborate on that, if you want to do something more in a different manner, but on one condition that it's going to be in minor, and another condition is that it should lead into the Adonai Adonai, so people will not get confused.
Okay, so now what do we decide about the Adonai Adonai once or three times or what? Two times or how is it going to be in the Slichot service, not in the in the Torah service?
Well, yeah, I suggest for the moment keep it as Minhag is.
So your Minhag is to say three times?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So how do you say the three times? The same, repeating the same melody?
Yes.
You have the same melody the first time also.
But isn't there this Adonai, this call that the Chazan is first singing?
Yes. The Chazan first and then the Lareb.
So then you have three, no?
There's, yes.
Could you sing me what the Chazan sings in?
I can't.
Adonai. No, that's the okay, that's a variation, yeah? Very good.
But I don't remember it, but you know which one I mean, don't you?
Yes, but there have been different ones because Lasso was the first one who bought a mother. And then when he was born, Peter came with something else.
Okay.
And Norma had his own. But there is now one on the website, and there are several.
Yes.
I know. So now we can have our.
There's one important thing in this thing that the congregation knows their melody. If the Chazan wants to vary it and to make a variation on it, that is fine and good on the first time, and then the congregation says it the second time. What happens on the third time?
No. The first time is a different melody. The second time.
This melody.
Okay. So we know.
Totally
we know that's the
three.
Minhag.
Yes.
To do it.
I know variation. I know variation.
Do you want to sing?
No, we all know it.
Adonai, Adonai. El rachum v'chanun, erech apayim v'rav cheser v'emet. Notziv cheser talachim, notziv avon v'afashya v'chata.
I didn't understand how the beginning. Sing the beginning and the end, and let's see what it.
Adonai, Adonai, Elachum Chanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Cheser V'Emet.
Higher now.
You move the congregation from Adonai, Adonai.
Yeah.
Adonai,
Adonai.
It's going to be very difficult for them to sing like that.
So it's better to do
So you're in the middle, there is a middle section where you move to a higher degree. You have to change that in order not to
to
have them sing, because every time they will sing higher and higher, they won't be able to sing.
It's
On
paper like this.
So, really? So it needs to be changed.
Because
of that, you see. So if you the way you started the Rosh Hashanah, the way the end of the Rosh Hashanah was a fourth above. So, you know, the thing. So if it's in G minor, which is already high for them, it will be in C minor, which will be impossible for them. You understand? So therefore, there is a place in the middle where you need to change and go it back, put it back down, so that it goes at a level on the setup.
One question.
Yeah.
Which key is the best to sing in so all the voices can join?
Exactly, so that's why I'm asking.
Lone in all our soprano.
If you think it's an easy question to answer, then I'll tell you it's not. But let me tell you one thing. It's very interesting to compare songsters from various times. And the same song, like Enkel Ohereinu, how it appears in the 19th century, and how it appears now, and from time to time you see that the first one was, say, it was in G major, then the second one is in F major, the third one is in E major, and then it goes down and down and down all the time. And it's really surprising to see that when you look at this, what happens in the thing. So that depends on the range. And here, if you sing it here in G minor, most of the people will be able to sing it. But now the tendency is to sing it in E minor and not in G minor.
Okay.
It's interesting because in the instrument, the pianos are being tuned all the time higher.
Yeah, they are about half a tone higher than they were in the 19th century.
Right. It's the other way, amazing.
But people are going down. Yeah. People are singing lower and lower. Especially women. Women develop now lower voices than they used to. And if you want the proof to that, see how Indian women talk and how European women talk. Indian women, or say Arabic women, talk much higher in pitch than European women.
Yeah. I'm an Arab, so I'm just kidding.
Why
so, I don't know. I believe that it is
emancipation.
It's when women came out to the world
men's
of
world.
Men's world, more they tried to be more like men to do. So it sounds very unprofessional if you start talking in the office with a very high voice. So I think it has something to do with that. With the I don't believe there is a change in hormones, but I do think that
I think there is little more female higher tendency to talk a little higher for homosexuals.
They get human hormones, but if you have human hormones from nature, it's not affecting the.
Yeah, but so I think it's a matter of society and women being
hormones.
part of the working force.
Right.
And women being part of the working force. You want to sound more like a man, I think that has nothing to do with.
To go down, really?
Who's that?
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher.
The sugar was the opening.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
Wow.
So I think it has something to do with that. But
actually, the answer is G minor.
What do you say?
The answer is G minor.
The G minor would be all right, but I think most of the girls now will be more comfortable in E minor.
Okay, but then I have to know if I can.
No, if you cannot, if you don't have an organ that can be tuned to E minor, do it in G minor. I'm not saying that.
My own voice, if you have to lead, you also have to be able to.
Then you have to decide. You have to decide privately. Okay. Everybody is different. And,
yeah.
And your speaking voice and your singing voice may be different.
My speaking voice is very different from my singing voice.
Okay, you have to measure yourself and to see where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what the problem is, if I may comment on this? That every singer has a comfortable area.
Right.
And sometimes in order to sing with the community, you really must go below that.
That's true.
Well, that's
so
important.
Yeah,
the congregations like the baritone.
Absolutely.
Even if it's a woman.
That's right. It is called correct.
Okay, so, we train for it.